invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Rod O'Connor, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in Hollywood and presented by this station in United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest for this program, Red Skelton. First, though, here's Dennis Agay with the Savings Bonds Orchestra and Singers and Fine and Dandy. Yes, everything is fine and dandy, or in any case it was. Right now, though, anything's apt to happen, for here comes our guest star, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. With the help of G.G. Pearson, Rod O'Connor, Pat McGee, and Verna Felton, myself, I would like to give a story from the Skelton Digest of Satire. Page 3 is entitled, Don't Be Afraid of the Law.
Junior, is that you?
Yeah, quick, Grandma. Hide your telephones. Hide your telephones. The policeman is collecting them.
What?
Yeah, look down the street. The big police patrol wagon just backed up, and they're taking away all them men that used to hang around upstairs over the pool hall there. They say they've been betting on their horses, you know. They couldn't find any horses, only telephones. And as soon as they go, I go in upstairs and try to find myself a horse.
I had a hunch that was a bookie joint.
Well, then why didn't you tell Grandpa? He thought it was the bank. He's been putting his paycheck in there.
Junior, Your grandfather is no gambler.
No? Then why is it you won't even serve him diced carrots? Hey, you know, when the police first pulled up, the sirens were blowing and everything. I'm so excited. I thought they'd come to nab me for standing in front of the candy store.
Policemen wouldn't arrest you for standing in front of a candy store.
They would if they knew what was in me window mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go down and see the excitement.
Now, come on, let's hurry, hurry. We can assume lucky tied up, boy. There's a lot of musicians in there, too, boy. Oh, look at the crowd. Look at the crowd.
Oh, yes. Isn't it disgusting how people have nothing better to do than to stand around and stare when the police are doing their duty?
Yes, it is awful. Of course, we just happen to be passing by.
Now, don't get in their way, Junior.
No, I want to get up where I can see.
I said stand here.
Now, you let me move up there or I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I'll tell these policemen that you used to be a bookie.
Why, Junior, that isn't so. I know nothing about gambling.
Oh, no. How about $2 on triplicate?
Okay, win, place, or show. Now you're going to get it.
You hit me, you hit me. You broke me with a skull. You broke me, skull. You hit me on the back of the head. Look, 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 look.
Then what did I do? You're holding your necktie.
You hit.
Oh, I thought you knocked me with your tongue out.
Junior, The officer is bringing a couple more.
Oh, look at him.
All right, get in that wagon.
Rough them up a bit. Rough them up a bit.
Out of the way, Sonny. Get out the patrol wagon steps.
No, I want to see if me grandpa is in there. They ought to shoot him right down, boy. I'd like to see a real gun bag on me, so me right in the middle of it. Bang, 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 bang. And they fill me so full of lead, It's written itself out as a pencil. And I'm done for. And I lay there and I die. And I bleed and I die.
No.
What's the matter?
I scared me, child.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Don't cry.
No.
Oh, look.
What?
There's Jim Hawkins from down the street.
Oh?
Now behave yourself. I'll be right back.
Okay, boy. Oh, look at them long leather seats in that patrol wagon. You know, I always wanted to ride in one of these things. I bet if I got in, it wouldn't hurt nothing. And then again, I might get in the way. And then again, I don't know why I stand here worrying about it. I'm going to do it anyhow. I better hurry. I won't get a seat.
Hi, little boy.
How you do this? Look, help me up on the seat, will you? You're kind of sticky. Thank you very much. You going to the who's cow?
Well, I ain't going to the Waldorf.
No?
Boy, they start kind of young nowadays, don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, what'd you get arrested for, breaking a window?
Can they arrest you for that?
Why, sure.
Boy, if me grandma ever squeals on me, I'll walk the string for life. I'll be known as a Columbia River salmon, I will.
Junior!
Oh, yeah, kiddo!
Junior! What are you doing in this patrol wagon?
Well, don't stare at me like that. You scare me, too.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Hey, pipe down in there. Hey, Fatso, get back in there and sit down.
Fatso?
Just a minute, officer. You can't talk to me like
that.
No, you
can't.
And where do you think you're going?
I'm getting out of this patrol wagon.
We can now.
Oh, no, not unless the chief says so.
But I didn't do anything.
We didn't do
that. That's what they all say.
Oh, good heavens. Where's the chief?
Yeah, where's
the chief?
Not
at the station. Now sit down.
No.
That's the last of them, Sarge. Let's go.
Here we go.
Riding in a patrol wagon just like a common criminal.
Why, that's only fair. After all the taxes you've paid, the city owes you a free ride.
How will I ever face my friends again?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this experience because I got a feeling I ain't going to be able to sit down for a long time. Hey, look at that dirty fellow over in the corner with that tuxedo on. Howdy.
Howdy, what's your name?
My name's Junior, but the kids call me Butch. That is, until I had my first fight the other day. Now they call me Junior again. What they slapping you in for?
Oh, nothing serious?
No.
But look, how would you like to help me?
I don't know, but...
I've got a gat here.
Gat?
If they search me and find it, the chief wouldn't like it, see?
Oh, I see. Well, you're worried, huh? What about me? I got a slingshot and some uranium spitballs in me. Hey, let's see now.
Yes.
I'll take it from you,
guys. Yes, slip in your coat.
Yeah,
now, look.
We're gonna hide
go it. Hide it up at the other end of the patrol wagon.
Oh?
Go on, take it out.
Now, let's see. We're gonna hide this stuff. I know. I'm gonna slip it back in that crook's pocket again. There.
All right, step lively.
Yeah, step.
Where will I find the chief?
Pipe down, Plumpy.
No, chief! Well, where's the phone? I gotta talk to my mouth, please.
All right, now, step up and walk out on that platform and stand with your back to the wall.
Hey, what's that little boy doing there in the lineup?
I am here with me grandmother. They're trigger twisty, I hear, with.
Oh, officer, this is a horrible mistake, our being here. You see, my grandson got into the patrol wagon, and I went in after him, and they wouldn't let him out or me.
Yeah, and to show you what kind of a citizens we are, you see that fellow over there? Well, he tried to give me a gun, and I slipped it back in his pocket.
What?
Cop, Grandma Connor.
Freddy. That's right.
Come here, son. Come here, sonny. Come
yes, sir.
Here.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, why did you get into the patrol wagon?
Well, I wanted to see what it was like.
Were you afraid of the policeman?
Well, no. Why should I be? I didn't do it nothing. And as long as we're good and respect the law, well, then we know that the policeman is to protect us and the policeman is our friend.
Tell me, would you know if you were breaking the law?
Sure, everybody do. Sure. Like my grandma, like when we're driving down the street, she's going real fast, she says, watch for the cops, watch for the cops. And sometime when we cross the street in the middle of the block, he says, no cops around, we can jaywalk.
Yes, it's those little things that make the police work so hard.
Well, ain't it true, yes.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Well, at the rate, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know if I'm going to grow up. You know, sometimes I get so disgusted with myself without realizing it, I do the baddest things.
don't let that worry you, son. It's just growing pains.
Yes, yeah. Mine is hairbrush pains, mine.
Well, you know, it's good to know that the younger generation likes and respects the law.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here. Hmm? Here, I'm going to give you something. A nice policeman's badge.
A real winter? Oh, boy. Hey, Grandma, look.
Junior, let's go home. Your grandfather is expecting us.
Well, let's just wait here and surprise him when they drag him in.
Come on now. I've something to give you.
Well, careful what it is, kiddo. I may run you in.
I'm only going to give you a big hug.
I'm sorry, kid. You can't do that, kiddo. It's against the law. It's un-American to take the law in your own hands.
The Saving Bonds Orchestra and singers under the direction of Dennis Agay embellish an old favorite with a new twist. Remember Johnny One Note? Have you heard that now everyone can buy United States savings bonds regularly, the easy, automatic way?
I presume you're talking about the payroll savings plan, Mr. O'Connor?
Well, that's only part of it, Mr. Skelton.
The payroll savings plan is easy, though, isn't it, Mr. O'Connor?
Very definitely, Mr. Skelton.
It's automatic, Mr. O'Connor.
Absolutely, Mr. Skelton.
I mean, after all, if you want to invest in savings bonds regularly, all you need to do is tell the folks where you work, how much you'd like to have set aside of your weekly pay for that purpose.
But there's more to it. Because up until now, only those folks to whom the payroll savings plan was available could buy bonds the automatic way.
And now, Mr. O'Connor?
Well, now, doctors, lawyers, merchants, most everyone, Mr. Skelton, can buy those good United States savings bonds easily, automatically. Anyone who has a checking account with a bank is eligible to sign up for the bond a month plan.
Sounds like a wonderful idea, Mr. O'Connor, because saving is really effective only when it's regular. That's why I heartily recommend the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank.
This is your host, Rod O'Connor, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and the United States Savings Bonds as a public service, produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Our sincere thanks to Red Skelton and our entire cast for appearing on this Guest Star program. And until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.